The Denver Broncos and Rob Walton have reached an agreement on the purchase and sell of the team. The new Denver Broncos owner is in place for Broncos country. What is the short and long-term immediate impacts for the Broncos organization and much more? You get that on today's special breaking news episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Lockdown Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Lockdown NFL Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger, site expert at predominantlyorange.com. Broncos country, once again, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcast, also on YouTube. We have some breaking news here. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Obviously, one of the things we always recommend, drink water, eat your protein, listen to Lockdown Broncos or watch us as well here. But the Broncos owner is now in place pending approval. And Sarah, we got the ping notification late last night that the Broncos and the Rob Walton Penner Group have reached an agreement on the purchase and sale of the organization. And I tell you what, the details of this are monumental, but we also have to talk about the impact this has on the team, on the city of Denver, and maybe on the NFL on both an immediate and long-term scale.
Well, it's a lot to unpack. And first and foremost, down to the nitty gritty, I feel like, Cody, I have to be the one to say it if somebody hasn't already. A great value in this purchase at $4.65 billion for the Walton and Penner. I mean, you can go ahead and give that a thumbs down if you want, but I had to say it. Somebody had to say it. Somebody had to bring up the great value thing. I'm excited that this whole thing is moving forward. Look, we've talked at length in the past about, you know, what does it look like to have a new owner for the Denver Broncos? What does that mean? What are we afraid of? What are we hopeful for? I think that everybody can agree having a new owner in place really just takes off the table something that, you know, it just kind of causes a little black cloud over everything. Like you don't want anything to rain on this parade, right? You don't want anything to rain on the Russell Wilson hysteria that's going on and all the different things that are, you know, good that are happening in Broncos country right now. So having the ownership situation resolved, we understand there's some other hoops they got to jump through, but ultimately it seems like things are going to progress forward to this being finalized sooner than later.
Well, let's talk about the immediate impact for the team with the sale of obviously Rob Walton now becoming the controlling owner of the Denver Broncos pending approval. We'll get to what that means a little bit later here. But for the Broncos, as you mentioned, a brand new owner gives Denver a voice at the table that's simply been missing since Pat Bowlen passed away. And I want to go back to a moment in time here during the COVID season for the Broncos when the NFL ruled that the Broncos could not postpone the game where they had no quarterbacks. And John Elway was furious at the league office, but the NFL league office wanted to make an example out of the Denver Broncos. And it was easy for them because the Broncos had nobody on the ownership level that could go to bat, that could advocate, and that could talk to the other owners about it. And this was a huge thing that prompted the NFL to kind of create like this provision in the rule saying that if there is an NFL team that does not have ownership representation, they could be fined. I believe it was up to $10 million or $2 million, one or the other. I mean, that's a big jump, an $8 million difference there. But in terms of they'd be fined millions of dollars for not having representation. This now removes the Broncos from that, but also gives them a voice at the table. And might we add to this a very powerful voice when it comes to the overall financial opportunities that the Broncos now have with Rob Walton, now set to become the controlling owner of the Denver Broncos.
A very powerful voice indeed. I mean, these things can fluctuate, but of course, you know, just looking this up quickly, it looks like his net worth, Cody, Rob Walton specifically, $57.9 billion. The next highest net worth in the NFL as of last year was David Tepper, the new owner of the Panthers as of just a couple years ago, at $14.5 billion. And he is, at that time, he was the 142nd richest person in the entire world. So right now, this gives the Denver Broncos, like you said, a very significant voice at that owners group table, not just with Rob Walton, but with Greg Penner, obviously, who is reportedly going to be kind of the day-to-day of operations for the Denver Broncos. So a lot of moving parts here, a lot of different things to look at. But of course, the number one thing, and we all know this is always about cash money. That's what everybody is in this game for. Pat Bowlen was a rare breed who was, you know, in the locker room with the players, chumming it with his guys, really wanted to do whatever it took to win games. We can only hope that Rob Walton, Greg Penner, and obviously anybody that's involved in this ownership group is going to be willing to do the same thing, because I think that's what matters most to Broncos country right now, right? You want an owner that's going to come in, that's going to be super invested with the team, that's going to bleed orange and blue, that's going to be down there on the sidelines, not necessarily meddling in everything like Jerry Jones at the Dallas Cowboys, but really just being invested in the team, being like we talked about with, you know, Mark Cuban. You know, he's just a fan of the team, but he also runs the team. And I think that's the kind of vibes that we're hoping for from anybody and, you know, whoever is involved in this ownership group. You want them to be invested in the team more than just as a, this is part of my financial portfolio, or this is part of, you know, just kind of stepping up that ladder in terms of what else can I accomplish? I'm part of the Walmart family. What else can I do? You know, that type of mentality, I think, is something that we didn't want to see. So really the next thing I think, and what we're hoping for, is a great first impression from this group.
Well, and let's take a look at the long-term impact that we can hope for from the Broncos now having, like you said, I mean, there's no argument, the richest owner amongst all NFL league owners at this point. I think a lot of what maybe Walton and Penner decide to do together within this group as the owners of the team could set the trajectory of how the NFL maybe hopes to continue to expand globally. I'm not talking moving teams to, you know, other countries. I'm just talking about the global footprint that the NFL can have to reach. And I best believe if this goes through with approval, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, I think Roger Goodell will do everything that he can in his power to help amplify that. And Rob Walton, with the money that he has, can amplify those resources. As we said, the richest owner in the NFL, now controlling an NFL franchise, will be Rob Walton and Greg Penner and their ownership group, which is set to take over the Denver Broncos beginning very immediately once, obviously, the league approval happens, which could take a matter of 1 to 2 weeks. We'll see how it all goes. But Broncos country, what is next for the Broncos after the ownership agreement? Sarah Benninger, myself, we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BlueNile.com, the sponsor of today's episode, Locked On Broncos. And you can build the engagement ring of her dreams at BlueNile.com. And Blue Nile has simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, the size, and clarity, as well as the setting style. And Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her perfect engagement ring. And each ring is one of a kind. Whether you're looking for fine jewelry, but you have trouble choosing, Blue Nile has a jewelry expert on hand 24/7 and available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every single budget. So make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off of purchases of $500 or more. And this podcast exclusive includes engagement. So use promo code Locked On. That's code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, it ships free, and it arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. You can shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. Broncos country, as you jump to the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. Hope you ate your protein this morning, drank a glass of water, and are listening or watching Lockdown Broncos, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts or on YouTube. We continue on with the breaking news. The Denver Broncos have their new owner in place, pending agreement. So now that leads us to our next portion of this conversation. Sarah, what is next for this Denver Broncos team after this ownership agreement? Well, what is kind of lost in the mix, and what we saw on social media here, and I think this is important to provide clarity, the agreement of Walton's purchase of the team and the Broncos sale of the team is still subject to approval from the NFL's financial committee and legal ownership, as well as the satisfaction of customary closing procedures. But I will say this, okay, obviously we know that there has to be at least 24 total votes of approval from other NFL league owners in order for this to go through. That will more than likely happen, because during the process for these ownership groups to come together and to present the opportunity to bid, there's an extensive background check. There's extensive, digging that, you know, everyone does to make sure that, hey, is this going to be something that represents the NFL in a mannerable fashion? And because it's gotten to this point, Sarah, I don't see anything stepping in the way of that. This will happen, and he will be the next controlling owner of the Broncos. Now, in your opinion, what do you feel like this ownership group should do first off once the agreement becomes final?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to see every single one of the people that's going to be heavily involved make a really great first impression. And I understand, you know, that's a lot to demand from somebody that's just got a, you know, a couple jerseys in the closet and really, you know, just emotional investment in the team, years of emotional investment, years of just pouring heart and soul into this team. These people have invested $4.65 billion, more money than I could ever dream to invest in the Denver Broncos. So far be it for me to say they have anything to prove to me in terms of how much they you know, want to support the team or want to be part of this franchise. Obviously, they believe in it enough to invest that much money in it, which is incredible. But I think at the same time, you do want to see a great first impression from the people that just came in and are filling it's not even just a seat to me, Cody. It's an absolute throne. Pat Bowlen is one of the best owners in NFL history. And we talk about, you know, what could be the short-term impact? What could be the long-term impact? Well, Pat Bowlen had a substantial long-term impact on the NFL far outside of just the Denver Broncos. I mean, Sunday Night Football, the different things that he did off the field in the community of Denver, just the ways that he was able to impact the league in a positive way, like we talked about, really having a seat at that ownership table. It was a significant deal that he was part of. And he was really I don't want to necessarily just say pioneer, because there were a lot of pioneers at the time, but Pat Bowlen was one of those people that pushed everything forward. So
TV rights,
TV, everything, all that different stuff to get the NFL into prime time. It was really something, you know, that we can't even really fully understand because we weren't there at the time. But I think that we understand now, given what we know football as today, we have Pat Bowlen to thank for a lot of that. So what is this group going to do? What is their plan? I can't wait to hear vision. I can't wait to hear how much they want to know more about the team, the people involved, their support for George Payton as the general manager, obviously. Those are the types of things that I'm looking forward to hearing right away from them.
Well, not to mention that, I think it just increases the optics of the increased possibilities. And so we've talked about here in the show quite a bit, you know, through this whole process of trying to figure out, hey, what is it going to look like when the Broncos have a new owner in place? And now that reality is officially here, Sarah. And I think one of those things that we've talked about, I've been a big fan of the NFL draft for quite some time, and I have hoped and I've prayed. I know the Broncos, I know the city of Denver has been brought up as a potential destination for the NFL draft at some point, but they got passed over due to Las Vegas. But now Denver certainly maybe becomes a little bit of a destination now for the NFL draft. You know, there's talks about potentially renovating part of the stadium or adding a retractable roof to it, which then could make Denver a destination for the Super Bowl in February in the future. You know, and not a lot of teams want to invest in, you know, places that where there's a lot of snow or it gets really cold during the Super Bowl. The Broncos, unfortunately, in 2013 played in a situation where it was ice cold and it just sucked. And we all saw the outcome of that in a 43-8 loss to the Seattle Seahawks led by Russell Wilson, which is just very ironic how everything may come around full circle here. But, you know, I think also a lot of people are talking about a brand new stadium. And Sarah, I will say this, in my opinion, I know that Rob Walton and the Penner Group, they have the ability to build a new stadium. I just can't imagine that they will deplace really where the Broncos have played here, obviously at Mile High, and build a new stadium elsewhere in Denver. I just don't see that happening at this point in time, especially considering it's in such a centralized location. If anything, I see renovations happening. You know, where are you at on this? What's your opinion?
You know, I honestly don't necessarily have a preference at this point. I would love to see the Broncos get a fancy new stadium, but I would also love to see them keep it close to where it's at. You know, just keep it. I know a lot of people were really upset when the original Mile High Stadium was, you know, yeah, we won't talk about that. But I mean, they have the new stadium now that they've had for a while. And obviously, it's been a great place where great memories have been made. It's an iconic fixture as you're driving into Denver. I know as growing up, I've loved just being able to see the Bronco head in the seats as you're driving by on the way out. It's really awesome to see. So, it's hard to imagine that not being there. The Broncos are literally part of the heart of Denver. And that stadium is an example of that. So I don't know what he's going to do as far as that goes, but I could see the possibilities Otherwise, you add a retractable roof. Maybe Denver does become a potential Super Bowl destination. I think definitely for the NFL draft, I love that idea. And I think that absolutely you have an owner with some serious sway and some serious cash in his pocket. I don't know how much these cities are paying or these, you know, the teams in the cities are paying to have the draft in their city. But it's a huge money grab for the league and for the team that's in that city. So I think definitely those possibilities have to be on the table. You want the Denver Broncos to become a global brand more so than anything. It's not just like you said, it's not just the team going and playing in
worldwide.
The worldwide Denver Broncos. You want them to be as visible as possible. And now you got the guy that's in charge of Walmart, you know, running the team. So I think definitely that's bound to happen sooner than later.
Sarah, I know you're a big Star Wars fan. I know you're going to like this. Okay, Andrew Mason, our good friend over there at 104.3 The Fan, doing a fantastic job there. Love Mace. Says, Melody Hobson, a part of the Broncos' new ownership group, which is still pending league approval, is the wife of George Lucas. So there you go.
Oh, man. Hey, there you go. Now things are ramping up. Now things are ramping up, Cody. Now we're talking about seriously good vibes because as we're recording this, we're just hours away from Kenobi dropping. I mean, it's going to be great. Now the good vibes are even better. So I'm with that for sure.
Hey, Broncos country is always with it, though. But, you know, obviously as the ownership thing continues to dial out, we talked about the need for the agreement subject to approval by the NFL League Financing Committee and also at least 24 votes from other NFL League owners, which it is expected to go through here. And the Broncos will have the richest owner in the NFL and a strong, strong voice at the table. But once the purchase is final, what can Walton and Penner do first that's tangible, that has impact, and that can also set the stage for the future? We get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about Built Bar, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. And Built Bar just dropped a brand new flavor. It is caramel brownie. And make sure you go over to Built.com right here, right now, because it is only available for a limited time. Get it before it is gone. And you can also get the amazing 9 original flavors plus the occasional limited time flavors like the Puff. Sarah, I love the puffs. I have the brownie batter puffs. I love the churro puffs. I know you do as well. And you can also try the brand new granola bars, 3 amazing flavors. Each Built Bar contains 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. So make sure you get your hands on a box today by going to built.com. And when you go to checkout, you can get 15% off by entering promo code LOCKED15. Once again, promo code LOCKED15 gets you 15% off your next order at built.com. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. Once again, Broncos country, thank you so much for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Make sure you go support our friends over there at the Locked On Avalanche podcast as the Avs advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. Can they take home the trophy here for the first time in 20 years? Make sure you tune in to Locked On Avalanche, hosted by Chris Maselli and Kyle Sullivan. Sarah, now as we continue on with this special breaking news episode, Locked On Broncos, a lot of Broncos fans waking up this morning and now realizing, hey, the Broncos are having a new owner in place potentially very soon in the next 1 to 2 weeks. Potentially, we'll see how quick or how slow the process becomes there, obviously subject to league approval here. But once the Broncos purchase is final, I think there's a lot of things that Broncos fans have questions about. What can they do first? And Sarah, I think the first thing that obviously Rob Walton and Greg Penner need to do together, I think they need to address the organization. And that's something that's going to happen. I think that there will be a meeting, obviously, with team employees and people that work at the front office, people work at the stadium, not necessarily on the football administrative side of things, but then those people obviously hold those meetings as well, but also maybe even addressing the team, having an owner who's in the locker room, who's involved, as you mentioned with Pat Bowlen, in the day-to-day, the way that he was, that was special. That's been something that, you know, I think a majority of these players have not experienced in most of their careers, at least the ones that have been lifelong Denver Broncos so far to start. They've never experienced that. They never had the privilege or the honor of being able to be alongside Pat Bowlen, to have Pat Bowlen inside that locker room for them. So now Rob Walton, Greg Penner, and the Broncos ownership group can now do that with these guys in place here. But I think it's also important, Sarah, that they begin to set the foundation for a newly established operating culture that can really honor the way that Pat Bowlen did things. I mean, we talked about Pat Bowlen in the last segment, what he did to really help pioneer, you know, TV rights and the national TV audience, being able to see NFL games, Sunday Night Football. That's the impact that we're talking about for a guy as influential as Pat Bowlen. Rob Walton is in a good position right now to continue to help the NFL grow, but more importantly, to help the Denver Broncos grow, to advocate for the Denver Broncos, and also, I think, to do something that can follow in the footsteps of what Pat Bowlen wanted for this team. In my opinion, it all goes back to what Pat Bowlen wanted. He wanted the Denver Broncos to be number one in everything. Is Rob Walton and Greg Penner willing to do that?
I think we're going to find out really, really quickly, because there's some things on the docket that, look, a lot of people have been talking over the last few years about, are the Broncos a cap-rich team, or are they a cash-poor team, or all these different things about how much assets Joe Ellis really has to offer to the general manager to work with. And I think that, you know, now that's no longer a question. I mean, we know almost $58 billion in net worth from Rob Walton alone, much less the other investors in this. So really what I think this means to me, Cody, is that now we're going to see a much more aggressive approach. Hopefully this is my hope, and not necessarily to say that we're going to have, you know, George Payton smoking cigars during the draft after signing 100 players in free agency and trading for everybody. I'm not necessarily saying he's going to become less Snead, but I do think that we're going to see ultra aggressiveness from the Denver Broncos to not only keeping their core guys around, but also pursuing other free agents, being aggressive and bringing in those veteran players that can really help you win championships. Like you mentioned with Pat Bowlen, I mean, that was something that he definitely did as far as when I was growing up. I mean, that's what I remember. I always remember the Broncos being a spot where big time free agents came to play, including maybe the greatest free agent in NFL history, Peyton Manning. So I think that one of the first orders of business from my vantage point is, get this guy a lot of money and get it to him now. Get it to him quickly before the market continually resets. You have an opportunity now to offer Russell Wilson anything that he would want to keep him comfortable in Denver, to make sure that he is truly your quarterback of the future, not just the present, because we know there's 2 years left on Russell Wilson's deal right now that he came and brought over from the Seattle Seahawks. So George Payton has work ahead of him. The new ownership group has work ahead of them. I'm looking forward to seeing that being one of the first priorities from those two in particular, working together, George Payton and obviously the new ownership group, really just working together and finding out, okay, hey, what's our working relationship going to be like? Am I just going to bring the ideas to the table and you're going to say, hey, here's a check, you know, just write out the name of the player that you're sending it to and we're good to go? I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily going to work like that, but I hope that this is an ownership group that is willing to spend in order to win. I know that's been a consistent source of frustration for a lot of Denver sports fans throughout the years, like with the Kroenke family and different things like that. Like it seems like the Colorado Rockies, they've been so close, but they just can't get over the top. Or, you know, they pay $50 million to send Nolan Arenado to the St. Louis Cardinals, which crushes my Cubbies' hopes and dreams, Cody. But then there's the Denver Nuggets. It's like I constantly see on Twitter just people griping about the fact that they're just not willing to spend the money or do the most aggressive thing to get the right team in place. And I want to see the Broncos be that team, the team that's willing to pay Russ $50 million a year, the team that's willing to go out and give Peyton Manning the contract, do those aggressive things, make those aggressive moves, because it is, I believe, what Pat Bowlen did, at least as far as I knew him, when I was growing up and falling in love with this team.
Now, you know, showing that they're willing to do whatever it takes to win and to be the number one team in the NFL. And let's hope that Rob Walton and Greg Penner can restore that here for this Denver Broncos team going forward. Broncos country, what are your thoughts on Rob Walton now potentially becoming the controlling owner of this Broncos team, still subject to approval from the NFL, from their financial committee as well? Let us know your thoughts on Rob Walton now becoming the Denver Broncos owner. Drop them on YouTube or send us a tweet on Twitter at Lockdown Broncos, at Cody Rourke NFL, at Sarah Benninger. But Broncos country, that'll wrap up today's episode of the show. For tomorrow's episode, make sure you tune in as we talk about the Broncos defensive line. Draymond Jones with a lot of great bites about his upcoming season. Mike Purcell returning from an injury and could be a dangerous weapon on the defensive side of the ball now that he is fully healthy coming into 2022. You get that and much more tomorrow's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.